From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have been deployed to three provinces following nearly a week of anti-government protests. The head of the guards proclaimed the end of the sedition, but there are reports fresh protests broke out late Wednesday. The leader of Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, said he sees nothing to worry about. The protests, he said, are contained and the unrest minor. In a Wednesday tweet, President Donald Trump spoke of his respect for the people as they try to take back, in his words, their corrupt government. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking to VOA Wednesday, said the U.S. backs the protesters and their aspirations. Meanwhile, Iran's U.N. ambassador has accused Pence and President Trump of crossing every limit by expressing their support for the protesters and interfering in what he called a gross way in Iran's internal affairs. Israel is preparing to deport tens of thousands of illegal African migrants, mostly Eritrean and Sudanese, who have until the end of March to leave. A spokesperson for the group Hotline for Refugees and Migrants said the plan is inappropriate for a democratic country that signed the UN Refugee Convention. The plan offers the migrants $3,500 for airfare home or to a third country. Otherwise, they could face jail time. Currently, they hold temporary short-term visas renewed every 2 months. The White House Wednesday defended President Trump's tweet late Tuesday. The U.S. has a bigger, more powerful nuclear button than does North Korea. A White House spokesperson said the U.S. was not taunting Pyongyang. This is VOA News. The leaders of Poland and Hungary Wednesday denounced the European Union's migration quota system, insisting it infringes on the sovereignty of member states. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban said the policy isn't working. It has failed, he said, spectacularly. He said it's clear Europeans do not want immigration. The continent was flooded with hundreds of thousands of migrants, mostly from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, over the past 2 years. Winter storm Eleanor swept across much of Europe Wednesday with violent winds causing transportation havoc and cutting power to tens of thousands of people. The northeast U.S., meanwhile, is bracing for a blizzard following days of Arctic cold. A coastal storm brought rare snowfall to parts of the southeast U.S. on Wednesday. The system is expected to bring up to 30 centimeters of snow to New England by Thursday night, followed by yet another Arctic blast of cold air by week's end. At least 8 people have reportedly been arrested following a series of attacks in eastern Benue State in Nigeria, blamed on Fulani herdsmen over grazing rights. The herdsmen are suspected of having killed 20 people in coordinated attacks. President Muhammadu Buhari called those attacks callous and wicked. They've resulted in hundreds of deaths over the past 2 years. The Palestinian Authority Wednesday asked Israel to fully restore electricity to the Gaza Strip. Gaza's 2 million population receives only a few hours of electrical power each day. The Palestinian request follows a reconciliation agreement reached between Hamas and the Fatah movement last October, mediated by Egypt, that allows Fatah to take administrative control of the enclave from Hamas. U.S. stocks continued a New Year's Day rally with the S&P 500 index topping 2,700 points for the first time ever. Meanwhile, U.S. factory activity increased in December to a second highest level in 6 years, while construction spending also rose in November. However, U.S. auto sales declined in 2017, falling 2% to just over 17 million vehicles. Once again, the hour's top story, Iran's Revolutionary Guards have been deployed to three provinces in Iran following nearly a week of anti-government protests. The head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards has proclaimed the end of the sedition. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.